The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a second tier means tested child benefit payment targeted at families most in need was first proposed in 2012 by the Official Advisory Group on Tax and Social Welfare. But nothing has ever come of it. And today in the Irish Times, Fintan O'Toole lamenting the fact that we still seem to be no near this. To discuss this further, we're joined by Suzanne Rogers of Social Justice Ireland. Suzanne, where does Social Justice Ireland stand on the idea of a second tier child benefit means tested payment?
It's one of those things where I'm going to annoy you now. Like it's a very nuanced answer. So
that's okay.
Yes, I suppose yes is the short answer, and then I'll probably talk for 20 minutes then about going into the detail of it. But absolutely, I mean, we keep having to go back to the fact that Ireland is a wealthy country. All the headlines, budget surplus, regardless of where the money's coming from. A country at full employment, and yet we have over 211,000 children living in poverty. We have a lot of children living in households that are experiencing deprivation. One in three single adult households with children are in arrears on their utility bill. One in three single adult households with children went into debt just to meet ordinary living expenses. So this is a real issue right across Ireland for families with children where they're just not able to provide for the basics. Their income doesn't go far enough anymore. And I think a lot of people are really feeling the pinch as costs rise. So yes, a targeted payment is ideally to be put in place. Now, we do have a child support payment, it's called at the moment. It was qualified child.
This is a means tested payment to families who get weekly social welfare payments.
Yes.
There's also a working family payment to employees on low pay with children.
That's it. Yeah. So there's currently a consultation with the Department of Social Protection, which a lot of my colleagues across the sector have also put into, looking at what changes need to be made. Do changes need to be made? And if so, what would the sector recommend? And I think it's really important that the department are engaging with a lot of organisations who really know the nitty gritties of this. So, for those households that are furthest behind and really struggling, the second tier is really valuable.
Yeah. Now, the complicating factor, and I'm just wondering, was Fintan maybe being a little unfair today? Or you talked about nuance. There is a complicating factor in this, is there not? The Tax Strategy Group papers that came out around this time last year, they suggested that if you did bring in the second tier payment, it could lead to lower income households losing out financially, because it's saying it would replace those kind of second tier payments that you made. And it found that payments for about 100,000 children could actually reduce in this scenario.
That's it. So we, as a sector, again, we had been looking at papers prior to that. And what it showed was that a second tier payment would lift X amount of children, as a percentage, it would lift all of these children out of poverty. And we all went, brilliant, fantastic. And exactly that then, the tax strategy papers went, yes, generally, on average, it will lift all of these children out. But what it actually does is it disadvantages those who are the furthest behind. So that's why the makeup and the way that this payment is due to be set up, if any changes are to be made at all, it will have to be really, really cleverly designed. But there's an argument, I think, to be made for the household income. So children living in poverty live in families in poverty. Again, I keep saying it's not as though the family is doing fine, it is kids just can't get its act together. This is about household poverty. So housing is going to be a huge issue. The cost of energy is going to be a huge issue. So looking at family income, so there would actually be an argument to be made to look at increasing family incomes, low family incomes, arguments about living wage, national minimum wage, increasing social welfare. Because again, these children tend to live in households maybe where there is somebody in the household, primarily kind of caring duty. You'll see it through kind of illness payments, disability payments, or maybe a lone adult household, where caring duties are having to take precedent over engaging in paid workforce. And again, lone parents tend to be gendered female. And that's, again, a big thing about part-time work and low-income work. So there's a lot that could be done there as well.
Okay, but is it fair to say then that I think most people, I mean, it's not cheap, the idea of a second tier child benefit. It costs about 800 million euro a year. But I think most people can see the advantage. But is it also fair to say that it's not straightforward to introduce. I've also heard it would involve the rejigging of the rest of the benefits system. And like, is this going to take time? Sorry, it's a very long-winded way of asking you this question.
I know, but that gives me an opportunity then to give a long-winded answer. So that's no problem. But that's it. No, we find that with the social welfare payment, it's like a jumper. Once you pull at that little string, the whole thing unravels. So even just in terms of that, like the links to thresholds. So if your income goes up, what does that mean for your medical card? What does that mean for your social housing payment? So there is a huge, huge, huge body of work for the department to do this, you know, if they're going to look at this. And again, as you said, all of the trade-offs, how all of this interacts with other bits and pieces of the system. But really and truly, you know, we like to kind of frame this really as an investment. The damage we are doing to children at this particular, as we are talking, who are living in B&Bs, who are going without, who maybe only have the heat on, and thankfully we don't need the heat on at this time of the year, but
no.
You know, but this is the thing, we are now going to have conversations about cooling costs in summers into the
perhaps,
future. So
perhaps,
you know, yeah.
I was kind of chatting to people around government about the piece today, because like, again, I did pick up a certain sympathy, and I think senior government people have been on the record talking about, yeah, look, the idea of a second tier payment is a good one. They did make some points though about the work they've done. I'm kind of curious just to get your take on that. They talk about record increases in the child support payment budget in last year's budget, the 300 million spent by Department of Social Protection on free primary school meals, the free school books across primary and secondary schools, the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance. They're saying those issues need to be taken into account as well. Is that fair, or do you accept that?
Absolutely. I mean, huge work has been done. Like, the department, again, have been very responsive about listening to the evidence that came from the sector to say that teenagers cost you more money than little kids. Anybody who's got little kids at the moment, I've bad news for you. And so they structured those payments so that teenagers, you actually get, you know, you get a higher payment for your teenager than you do for the little one. So that's a really, really positive move. And they have kept those payments in line. And there was, you know, this, anything we asked for last year, I think the child support payments, you know, they did deliver on that. The school books, amazing, because they are expensive. The school meals, all of that. But we are still seeing children in poverty.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. So all of, you know,
a lot more to do.
A lot to do, exactly.
I suppose the other the big target is to, I think, reduce child poverty by 3% by 2030. Do you think that can be done?
It should be done. The problem with all of the anti-poverty targets that Ireland has ever set is we've never met one of them, not a single one ever. So that is a bit depressing. So again, you know, I think the will is there, the impetus is there. And again, it's an investment. You know, looking after these children now will have long-term payback in terms of, you know, job readiness, ability, education, all of that. So even if you just look at it through the economic lens, this makes sense to spend this money now.
Okay. So I'm sorry, I'm not trying to have a go at Fintan at all. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting piece and it's a good bait to have. When he says it's a no-brainer child benefit reform and he talks about feckless inertia, are you saying it's a little more complicated than that?
What I find is that when we discuss things with the Department of Social Protection, what we tend to get back, and this is not a slight in any way, but what we tend to get back is, well, this is the amount of money we have. What we can only do X amount with the money we have. And yet I think the conversation really does need to be about, well, how do we find the money to provide the services that we need? Because other sectors have been very, very, very successful in getting, you know, positive results from government. Money has been found down the back of the couch for lots of different things. So I think maybe we need to shift the argument and say, this has to be done. Money has to be found. And if we are clever, again, we're a very well-educated country.
Money has to be found. But it's more than just money, though, isn't it? Just for the reasons we've outlined. You don't want other people, you don't want 100,000 children losing out if you do this badly.
I think that's why it needs to be done well. And I think, again, it's along things like housing. It will have to be looking at national wage, all of those things. But again, the department, the systems that we have access to in terms of revenue and welfare, everything is digitalized now. It's easier to see what type of income is coming into a household than it was even 10 years ago. So I think it will be possible to target this. And again, just make sure they talk about cliff edges. They don't want those. They don't want to have any type of work disincentive. All of that, it can all be done.
Okay, Suzanne Rogers, Social Justice Ireland, thank you indeed for talking to us. Very interesting piece by Fintan O'Toole, the Irish Times today, and interesting suggestions there from Suzanne Rogers at Social Justice Ireland. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.